Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. A bill passed by the Minnesota House aims to keep all lawmakers and everyone who visits the state capitol safer. The bill would spend more than $24 million next year to fund legislative, judicial, and capitol security programs. It passed on a 92-42 vote. Some Republicans expressed concern that lawmakers are spending money to protect themselves before passing a bill to pay for school safety. Cities across Minnesota and construction labor groups are calling on lawmakers to pass a bonding bill in the final days of the session. Bradley Peterson of the Coalition of Greater Minnesota Cities says one need is for lead water line replacement so Minnesotans can have fresh drinking water.
Overall, it's going to be a $1 billion project. The EPA has set a 2037 goal to have all of them done nationwide, and that's why we need to keep ahead of the game.
Minnesota has about 100,000 lead lines that still need to be replaced. Peterson says a proposed $100 million in the bonding bill is a good start. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says Minnesota cannot afford to lose Hennepin County Medical Center. The 5th District Democrat says HCMC is a level 1 adult and pediatric trauma center and a lifeline for all Minnesotans.
40% of its trauma and burn patients come from outside the county. Last year alone, it accepted transfers from 109 facilities across Minnesota and handled nearly 100,000 emergency visits.
A bill in the Minnesota House would use ballpark taxes to help fund HCMC. And the director of Minnesota's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives Office says she was fired Wednesday. Guadalupe Lopez was let go one day after leading a statewide ceremony to honor families still searching for loved ones and those lost to violence. The Spurs tied the Western Conference semifinals at a game apiece with a 133-95 blowout win over the Wolves in Game 2 last night. Coach Chris Finch after the worst playoff loss in franchise history.
We got to go somewhere. You know, we're kind of dribbling and going nowhere. Got to be able to punch gaps and play downhill. That's what we like to do. And that's when we're at our best.
Game 3 is Friday night at Target Center. The state fair is more than 3 months away, but registration is now open for most contests and competitions. Spokeswoman Maria Hayden says you can win ribbons, trophies, and prize money in
things like the famous crop art, the giant vegetables, Christmas trees, bee and honey, fruit and wine, anything you can see in that Ag Hort building, we've got a competition for pretty much. And then our creative activities competition, which of course is a huge part of the fair.
Registration's also open for the fine arts competition and state fair amateur talent contest. This is MNN.